A Jewish Journal article. Ben & Jerry's says they will stop selling ice cream in occupied Palestinian territory. Ben & Jerry's announced in a July 19 statement that they will no longer be selling ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territory. The ice cream company's statement read, "We believe it is inconsistent with our values for Ben & Jerry's ice cream to be sold in the occupied Palestinian territory, UPT. We also hear and recognize the concerns shared with us by our fans and trusted partners." They added that they will stay in Israel through a different arrangement. "We will share an update on this as soon as we're ready." Prior to their statement, Ben & Jerry's had been under pressure by pro-boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, organizations to divest their holdings from Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Unilever, which owns Ben & Jerry's, said in a statement, "We remain fully committed to our presence in Israel, where we have invested in our people, brands and business for several decades." They also recognize the right of the brand and its independent board to take decisions about its social mission. "We also welcome the fact that Ben & Jerry's will stay in Israel." Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid denounced Ben & Jerry's decision as a disgraceful capitulation to anti-Semitism, to BDS, to all that is evil in the anti-Israeli and anti-Jewish discourse. "We won't be silent." He added that the Israeli government will be pushing for anti-BDS laws to be enforced in the United States against Ben & Jerry's. Various Jewish and pro-Israel Twitter users criticized Ben & Jerry's over their July 19 announcement. "Has at Ben & Jerry's ever refused to sell its products in any other disputed territory, anywhere in the world, or is this the only one?" American Jewish Committee Managing Director of Public Affairs Avi Meir tweeted, "And another question. Will at Ben & Jerry's refuse to sell their products to all the residents of the territory in question, or only to the Israeli Jews who live there?" Ben & Jerry's has faced pressure to boycott Israel, from anti-Semitic groups that oppose Israel's existence. Instead of ignoring this campaign of hate, they're trying to appease the extremists who are pushing it, Stand With Us Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted. "It's a bad decision that will help no one but most of all will tarnish the reputation of Ben & Jerry's." Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted, "Ben & Jerry's fails to realize BDS refers to all of Israel as occupied Palestinian territory. Do they honestly think appeasing these bigots will help anything? Shameful." Jerusalem Post senior contributing editor Lahav Harkov noted in a tweet that, some of the replies to Ben & Jerry's tweet linking to their announcement, are complaining that Ben & Jerry will continue its operations in Israel at all, which gives away the game. The boycotts aren't about the occupation, they're about denying Jews self-determination. International human rights lawyer Arsen Ostrovsky pointed to the fact that Ben & Jerry's operates in #China, and to the best of my knowledge, has not said anything about Hong Kong or the ethnic cleansing of Uyghurs. But hey, priorities and corporate social responsibility and all that. In another tweet, he noted that Ben & Jerry's won't serve ice cream to Jews in Judea and Samaria, but they will enthusiastically endorse avowed racist and anti-Semite Linda Sarsour? Okay, gotcha. Is okay. Plenty of great local-made ice creams in Israel. Tablet senior writer Yair Rosenberg, on the other hand, argued that selling ice cream in Israel but not West Bank settlements is entirely understandable given at Ben & Jerry's values and political orientation. They've long supported Israel, not the occupation. Distinguishing between the two is anathema to both the Israeli right and BDS, not to them. Other Jewish groups celebrated Ben & Jerry's announcement. Jewish Voice for Peace tweeted that it was a BDS victory, and a testament to the power of Palestinian-led organizing and growing public support for Palestinian freedom. If Not Now similarly tweeted, "This is an important victory for the movement for Palestinian freedom." After years of pressure from Palestinian organizers, Ben & Jerry's is modeling one way to hold the Israeli government accountable for the occupation.